because I don't know that I get most of my good mushels in the car. Baruch Hashem. Chicken mushel. Chicken mushel was in the car. So this morning, someone asked me a shiloh. He said, Maisi, you're talking about Lag B'Omer. Talking about Reb Shimon. So, okay, I understand you're telling me Reb Shimon is in Meiron, and that the Simcha of Meiron is Meirdik, and that by the Kever, the Tefillos are Miskabel, and that's where the Iker Simcha is. Well, Maisa, we're standing here a day and a half for Lag B'Omer, for Yontif. We're not in Meiron. So what's Pshat? We could have a whole shiur yesterday, right? We had a whole shiur of the Simcha of Rashbi, and Rabbi Kiva. But Lamaisa, it feels like we're sort of spectators to Yontif. So that's what the Shaila was this morning. So as I was driving, I had the Moshe. The Moshe goes like this. You have a good friend that you know, whatever. And Baruch Hashem, he gets engaged. He's a chassan. And this chassan, he knows better than everyone else. Right? There's something to this chassan that he has a chachma that no one else knows. So when it comes to invitations to the chasana, so some people are going to be invited, some people are not going to be invited. And for whatever reason, he has to not invite people. But he knows that it's best for them not to be there, right? He knows that at his chasana, for whatever reason, they don't belong. But, and there are some people that need to be there at his chasana, so he has them. But there's other people that they don't exactly get the invitation, but it's not that there's anything against the person, it's just he knows that he doesn't belong at his chasana. It's best for him to be somewhere else on that night of the chasana. And that's how the invitations go out. So now the people that got invited to the chasana, great. Right? They're going to go to the chasana, they're going to do the simcha, they're going to dance, they're going to dance with the chasana, and they're going to have the simcha of the chasana. And the people that don't get the invitation, so what are they going to be left to do? Right? So there's two options. One option is, okay, listen, I didn't get invited to the chasana, but I'm so happy for this chasana that he's having his simcha. So I'm still going to be happy for him, and I'm still going to be besimcha on his day of his chasana. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get together with all my friends, no matter where we are, and we're going to make a simcha deka matziv with covered his chasana. Ah, you're not there. Okay, but we're still happy for him, so we're going to make a chasana. Or the other reaction could be, what? You know what? Like, I didn't even want to go anyway. You know? I didn't even want to be there. They don't know what to do. That chasana, they don't do it right. That chasana is, it's not so geschmack, that chasana. Yeah, well, it's bittul tayr. That chasana is, it's a waste of time. What are you going to chasana for? That chasana, there's pritzes there. It's not, I'm not going to chasana. So listen. In a chanami, you might see a priestess on the way to the chasana. So avada, you have to watch out. Of course, avada, that's a terrible thing. And you have to be shomer nayim, you have to go in a way that we won't be in such a matzav. But maisa, you go to the chasana. Because it's a mitzvah to go to the chasana. B'sameach chasana. And of course, it's bittul taira. Okay, so you try to work out your schedule that you minimize the amount of bittul taira that's caused by the chasana. But maisa, you have a mitzvah to do. That no one else could be mekayim that mitzvah. Right, in b'makom shein and ashim, you no one else can be mekayim that mitzvah for you. So you go to the chasana. Avada, you go to the chasana. So these two reactions to not getting invited to the chasana are two totally different reactions. And now let's think about the chasana. So what's the chasana going to think? So on one end, this guy who's ripping him, I didn't even want to go anyway. So the chasana is not going to be too pleased with that guy. It's like, listen, I didn't invite you for a reason, and like, you have to accept that reason, but like, don't start getting all defensive and start, you know, getting all upset. You weren't invited to the chasana because you weren't invited to the chasana for whatever reason. But can you imagine the simcha of the chasana when he looks at the other chevra? You chevra, for whatever reason, you're thousands of miles away, and you still are going out, and you're being besimcha about the fact that I had a simcha. That's incredible. That's my day. So much so that I'm going to come and visit your matzah that you had for my simcha. I'm going to come visit. Because I want to be, even though you're not in the main simcha hall, you're somewhere off to the side, but you're still celebrating with me, you're still celebrating the fact that I have a simcha, I'm going to come, I'm going to visit you, and I'm going to be there with you. Well, maisa, that's what happens on Lag B'Omer. Right? The yontif, we know that the hilula of Reb Shimon, the hilula is a chasana. The Gemara calls it a hilula, it refers to a chasana. The hilula of Reb Shimon, it's a chasana. It's a yartzeit, Of course, rather it's a yartzeit. But why is it referred to as a hilula? As we explained yesterday, that Reb Shimon, the fact that his neshama was able to be detached from his guf, was such a big simcha. Right? That tzaddikim afil b'misasin kriyin chayim. That even though the tzaddik, his guf is no longer present, but in a certain sense, as Shmuel Pichel said yesterday, that he's able to do more for us now that he's no longer on this earth. And dafka by Reb Shimon, the fact that when he left the world, he was able to reveal so much. He was able to reveal the nister of Torah, what's hidden underneath the letters, in the between the parchment. The parchment in between the letters. That's what Reb Shimon revealed to us. Kodesh Baruch Hu loves you. Kodesh Baruch Hu always loves you. That's the whole meaning of Reb Shimon. So yes, he was doing that while he was on this world. But even more so when he had his stalkus, when he was able to, when his neshama was finally able to detach from his guf, that's the chasana. That's finally the simcha. That's Amad Ba'imer. So listen, Einach Nami. This inyan, that by the tzaddikim, they handpick whoever's there. It's sort of an invitation. So whoever is zoich to be by Miron, to be mamish with Reb Shimon, where Reb Shimon is actually buried, so avada, that's the main simcha, that's the main chasana, is by Miron. And the tefillos on the kever of Reb Shimon is mamish, of course, those are that's the main place where the tefillos are mekabel. And listen, we all should do our ishtalos to be there, to be by the chasana. But now that Lamaisa doesn't look, B'derech HaTeva, doesn't look like we're going to be there, doesn't look like we're zoich to be by Miron, so we have two options. We could either, you know, be of the chevra that talks down on Reb Shimon, which we saw yesterday, and Noam Schultz sent us the video this morning. You don't want to be on the chevra that talks down on Reb Shimon. Not good things happen. But you don't want to be on the chevra. Or we could be a part of the chevra that says, you know what, listen, we're sitting here in America, but it's Lag BaOmer, it's Reb Shimon's day. So let's be besimcha. Let's go, let's get together with Chevra, whether you're in Eish Kodesh, New Square, whatever you want. And we're going to be led hadlokal, l'chuvra atana l'kai Rishim b'yichoy. And we're going to have Rikudin. And what's going to happen? You're sitting in the middle of Muncie, New York, Reb Shimon is going to be there. Reb Shimon is going to come. You're sitting in the middle of Woodmere, wherever you are. You're celebrating Lag BaOmer, you're trying to connect to whatever Reb Shimon, even if you don't fully understand it. You say, I know that Reb Shimon had something with this day, that he was giving forth on this day, and it was a simcha, it was a chasana. So I want to be part of that. I want to be part of the fire of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. I want my Yiddishkeit to be on fire the way Reb Shimon taught it to be. So then Reb Shimon's going to be there. And that koach ha-tefillah, which everyone raves about in their own, right? What do they say on their own? That outside it's like simchas Torah, and inside the kever it's like Yom Kippur Mamish. That there's tefillahs and there's rikudim, and it's a combination. So yes, a vada that's in Meiron, but we could also be zeichet to it here. It's all about the proper mindset that we have. And we'll be zeichet that Reb Shimon will come and visit our simcha that we have on Lag BaOmer. Kefi our simcha, right? According to whichever amount of simcha we have on Lag BaOmer, we try to tap in to the special kedusha, the special koach ha-tefillah of the day. That's how much Reb Shimon is going to come. And then we'll be zeichet to the exact same things in Meiron. It's all about the emunah in that. The emunah, right? The base iron of Karlin has a very famous. He says, "Mishi yishlo chizik b'Rashbi, mishi yishlo emuna b'Rashbi, yishlo chizik b'Rashbi." Someone who believes in Reb Shimon is the same one who's going to get chizik from Reb Shimon. Meaning, okay, you can walk out of here and say, like, "It doesn't do it for me." Okay, so then don't come to me later and complain that I don't get any geshmak out of my davening. I don't get geshmak out of learning Torah because you don't have emuna in it. You got to believe in the system. The way that tzaddikim say that these things work. The fire of Reb Shimon, that we light a fire to show that we're lighting a fire, that we have a fire inside our neshamas, because we want our Yiddishkeit to be on fire, we want to be excited about life in general, specifically about our Yiddishkeit, which is everything in life. You have to have emunah, that these things work. Emunah tzaddik, emunah in the tzaddik, Reb Shimon. So I thought that was a good mashal, that we have a choice, l'maisa now. To be part of whichever chevra. And that's what I told the guy. He said, okay, we're not in Meiron, but why is it a simcha? Like, this is why it's a simcha. Because avada, the main chasana hall is in Meiron. And for whatever reason, we didn't get the invitation this year. For me, it's been a while now. I've never been zeicher to get the invitation, as the chevra knows. I've had a lot of menias. I've been there a few times. I was on the bus. Mamish, I was on the bus, and I didn't get there. I had flights booked another time. I didn't get there. Whatever it is, I don't know but I could either say, you know what, Reb Shimon doesn't want me, and be tzibrachan about it, be sad. Or I could say, for whatever reason, Reb Shimon knows best, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows best, that I'm not invited yet to take part in the main chasana hall. But that doesn't mean that I have to be sad about it. B'simcha. I want to be there. My rotzon is to be there. And I'm going to get together with Olam, with Chever, and to be B'simcha of Reb Shimon on his Hilul, on his Chasana. And I want to be part of his, as we said yesterday, Asher Yoyel B'secha. Asher Yoyel Heim Loim Decha, you say in Bayechai in the song. I want to be part of your Loim. I want to be part of your Talmidim. I want to be part of your Chevra that looks at Yiddishkeit with a simcha and an easygoing Gevaldikeit. It's not to get so stressed and worried about things. This is what Reb Shimon taught us. Oh, Reb Shimon's life after this. A nice one other thing. We mentioned the fires of Reb Shimon. We talk all week about the fires. We have to know what the Indian of the fire is. Because Lamaisa yesterday we said that what's the simcha of Chag B'Omer? So we saw yesterday the sugya halacha, and we saw that we answered up the kasha on the tour from the Rama in the same way through the Arizal, that it was dafka the day that Rabbi Akiva took his new 5 talmidim, and that's the simcha. That's dafka the simcha of Chag B'Omer. It's the day of Rabbi Akiva. So which one is it? Is it the day of Rabbi Akiva? Is it the day of Reb Shimon? The answer is it's the day of both of them. The day Rabbi Akiva taught Reb Shimon dafka on Chag B'Omer. And that's why we sing on Chag B'Omer. We sing Baruch Hay. We sing L'chuvah Ratana L'chuvah Reb Shimon Baruch Hay. But right after that, what do we say? Amar Rabbi Akiva, Sheikhim Yisrael. Because it's all about Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbi Eisenstein pointed out in his shir the other day, an incredible Yisrael. Rabbi Akiva is all about what? Water. Mayim. Rabbi Akiva's Torah was the Torah of in Mayim al Torah. That what? Because what does Rabbi Akiva say? Amar Rabbi Akiva, Ashreichem Yisrael of Nehemiah to Metaren, Ma Mikve Metaris at Tmeim, Avakarish Baruch of Metaris Yisrael. The whole Indian is a mikveh. Rabbi Akiva is telling us about mikveh. Mikveh is our Baal Himsa of water, right? And what did Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva was 40 years old and didn't even know Alphas. And what gave him the chizik to become Rabbi Akiva? He saw a rock with water dripping on the rock, and it was dafka water. And the water was making an indent in the rock. And he said, if one drop of water can slowly, slowly pierce something so hard as a rock, so avada the Torah can eventually pierce my heart. And that's what gave him the chizik to become Rabbi Akiva. It was all the mayim. It was all the water of Torah. And Reb Shimon is the Torah of kiner mitzvah of Torah or. The Torah is also referred to as a fire. Reb Shimon is the Torah of fire, mamish. So how do the two go together? Because lamaisa, they're opposites, right? Fire and water usually don't stim, right? Fire usually puts out water. It doesn't go together. The whole yontif of Chag B'Omer is this yisoid. It's lamala min ateva, the fact that we're combining water and fire together as sort of a yisod for avodas Hashem. Meaning what? The Torah of water represents a Torah of nigla, because water is a defined amount. Meaning, if you have to water your 5x5 garden, so you're going to need a certain amount of water. If you use that amount of water, it will water the field, right? If you need to add water into a person needs to drink water, you need to drink x amount of liters a day of water, and then you will become hydrated. Water is a set amount. A certain amount of water does that. And then ingredients, right? You add water, you need a half a cup of water, whatever it is. Water is very defined. And so too with Nigla Atayra. There's defined halachas that we need to learn. We need to learn a certain amount of Daven in Gemara. We need to learn Shulchan Aruch. And the more, if you do that amount, you will know the halacha. You will be holding in Teres Nigla, which is the yisoid of everything, right? All this comes to give us a chizik in our learning of Atayra, learning halacha. That's it's a defined amount. Meaning, if you learn X amount of halachas a day, so then you'll be a person who's not nichshol on halacha anymore. If you have that set defined amount of water. What's by fire, though? Fire, one match, can light up a whole field. The field is massive. You take one match, you light it on a tree, gone. Whole thing is lit up. Smokes, fire, match. It's the Indian. Reb Shimon says, My Torah is Nister. The Torah, whether it's Chassidus, Kabbalah, whatever it is that's being defined as the Torah is Nister, whatever is getting to us, and whether you're learning in the Sefer or whether you're living it, it's just living that life of that fire, just a little bit. As long as you have the water, you put a little bit of fire into it, which usually they don't stand. Like Ba'emer comes to tell us, we take Rabbi Kiva, we take Rabbi Shimon, we put them together. L'malam and Ateva, we're Zeichet to something that we can't understand. It's l'fi arasaga. It's not understandable. Well, zoicha to an avodas Hashem. That's where it's supposed to be. A combination of fire and water. the combination of answering a kasha on the tour with it from the Shaar Kavanos, Mamash, or the Arizal. That's the Torah that we're living. Refusing one, not to decrease in the other one. Chalila should never be a decrease in one or the other. They come together, fire and water, shtim. And that's the whole Simcha V'Agvayimer. We have Omer V'Kiva, the mikvah, the water, Mayim, 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 Torah, come together with the fire of Reb Shimon. We light a Madura. We light L'chuvat Atana, L'chuvat Reb Shimon, V'Yachai, to tell us, be on fire with Yerushkai. And all you need, just a little bit. We're just looking for that. What's the Ramah? What are we looking for from the Ramah? Ktsas. Ah. Ktsas Simcha. Ktsas Simcha. That's what we're looking for. Right? The Agvayim is a day of Ma'arim Bo Ktsas Simcha. The big people know how to take advantage of the little things. Small people only look to big things. Big people know that even the small things, quotes, small things, are what's important in life. Zoyche. Reb Shimon will come and see our Simcha Agvayimer. Right? It's Mamish. Tomorrow's Erev Yontif already. So we have to go in the right mindset, realize the opportunity we have. Oh, everyone says, Yom Kippur, you could dive in for anything you want to meiron, because that we have the same opportunity here in Mamish. As long as we're besimcha of Reb Shimon, we have that same opportunity to dive in for anything. The Shari Shemayim, our Mamish open. Reb Shimon, Bar Yochai, B'Kodesh HaKadoshim, Tav Yorik, Mechadesh Kadoshim. What do we say? That Bar Yochai is Mamish, the Kodesh Kadoshim, he's able to bepoil anything from the Kodesh Baruch Hu from us. Reb Shimon, Rabbina, as always says, Rabbina says, Reb Shimon is the best defense lawyer. He's our lawyer. He goes up to the Kodesh Baruch, he goes to the Kisei Kavod and says, this guy, I got him covered. Whatever it is the Mordechai Harachel, he's on my team. I got him covered. Whatever it is, whatever you say, Reb Shimon, help me out, I want to be a besimcha on your day, Reb Shimon goes straight to the Kisei Kavod. Mamash. And we wish b'zaycha to that. Could be mevatel all the gzeiros. We say, Adonainu Bar Yochai. We say, Tzadik Yisoy Ra'olam, Gila Midrash Hanelam, Yochel Lifter Ha'olam, Adonainu Bar Yochai. Yochel Lifter Ha'olam. It says the Gemara. It says, Yochel Ani Lifter as Kol Olam, Kol Olam in Adin. It's Gemara in Shabbos. That's what Reb Shimon says. Reb Shimon is able to be any din that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has on us, Rachman Al-Tzon, Amir Tzashem, Reb Shimon will come to be, make us potter from it, and only give us bracha. Shefa, bracha, atzocha, bonachayim, zayin, evicha, vizaycha, to the Gula Shaiva, and the Simcha Rishim. Shkoyi.